Going to dive into Steelers in a few minutes here. Some interesting doings with the Chargers as far as Justin Herbert goes and that injured ankle. Not just limited, but Ian Rapoport says extremely limited at Thursday's practice. That's obviously a big deal. The difference between Justin Herbert and one Easton Stick. You can't lose a football game to a guy named Easton Stick. Can you? Limits?
Did he win a game last year?
I can't remember.
But yes, you can't lose a game to the stick figure.
No, you can't lose a game.
He'll just twig his way down the field.
To a stick figure.
Over and over and over again. He'll blow away in the wind.
All right. How much do you weigh, though? What are you, 5'10", what, 140?
Yeah, 145.
That is unbelievable.
I am the stick figure.
145 pounds?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really put on too much weight. A lot of it's muscle. You like that one, Horse?
How do you keep yourself at a 145? I haven't been at 145 since I was in like third grade.
That's not like I starve myself. Like I eat decently well. I don't eat a lot.
You eat three square meals a day, don't you?
Yeah, probably two.
Let's go to Bob Walk, brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. And by Gutter Helmet, make clogged gutters a thing of the past with Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET. Bob, when was the last time you were a 145? Can you believe this guy?
Yeah, that's a long, long time. And I was a real skinny kid, so it might not have been the third grade, but it's been a while. I like to get back into the 100 someday. That would be nice.
That would be great for me, too.
Maybe someday.
Bob is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, Bob, I started the show with this today, and I'm going to start our segment with it, too. 6-for-6 for Shohei Ohtani last night with 3 home runs, a couple of steals, and 10 RBIs, 17 total bases. There are literally guys who don't have months or seasons like that. I'm almost out of words, but it leads to a question, 2 of them actually. What did you think of that? And also the greatest individual performance you've ever seen live on a baseball field.
You hear the term unbelievable. It's used all the time. And it's kind of this something that I think people say, and they don't even realize they're saying it. But when I heard what he did, it was extremely difficult to believe I wasn't, you know, somebody just trying to pull my leg or something. We got in here pretty late. I didn't start reading about it or anything. But first thing this morning, I had to find out what exactly went on down there because that's just this crazy stuff to see that. So, I'm kind of speechless about it. I don't know, and to do it on the night where he goes 50-50.
Yes.
I've always been, and we've talked about this guy quite a bit over the last few years because he's always doing some crazy stuff. And I think I've always felt myself pulling back a little bit, not being too over-enthusiastic about some of his accomplishments and how is he the greatest player since Babe Ruth and all that. And I'm like, maybe. But now I don't know if there's enough adjectives to describe how this guy is the greatest baseball player that there ever has been. I mean, this is just amazing. Now next year, all indications are he's going to go pitch again, that his arm is feeling good and he's going to go back to pitching. And because of what he has already accomplished, it's not really wild to think that he could come back and win a Cy Young someday.
Yes.
Now, that might make him the greatest player in sports ever, not just baseball. I mean, think about it.
I know. I mean, it would be like us talking, like if the 70s Pirates were here before the season, we'd say, so you think Stargell can win the Cy Young, too, this year?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like every other day, Lemieux would go from a hat trick to tossing a shutout as the goalie.
Yes.
You know, the next day, I mean, all season long. And then, you know, I'll throw in the fact that he would be the greatest enforcer that ever lived. And, I mean, it's just, that doesn't happen. But that's what this guy might do. He might do something just like that. What he did last night is just beyond description. I can't even, it was fake. When I heard about it, I'm like, no, that's fake. That can't happen. There's no way he did that. And sure enough, he did. I mean, the stealing of the bases.
I know.
While all the hitting is going on, he goes out and he needs a couple of steals. So he drops them in there also.
Yeah,
so
including one of third.
Club that nobody has ever done.
Yes.
Crazy.
So it does.
Crazy stuff.
It does bring to mind, and we were hearing from people calling in and also myself and City Limits here. What's you've seen many, many, many baseball games and participated in many. What springs to mind as perhaps the greatest individual game you've ever witnessed in person?
Well, you know, I've seen some no-hitters and stuff. I remember, you know, Jeff King hitting two home runs in the same inning. You know, that I thought that was pretty incredible. I saw Jeff Robinson. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah.
I saw him throw an immaculate inning. And then because they wanted him to go back out and pitch. Leland wanted him to go in. He was the setup guy for our closer. I can't remember. All these names are flashing around my head right now, and I can't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, they wanted him to go out and pitch the next inning, so they didn't pinch hit for him in Wrigley Field. And so he goes up to hit with two outs. There's nobody on, so, you know, it's like, okay, just go ahead and let Robinson hit so he can pitch next inning. And he goes up, and they got their Lee Smith. They're real hard throwing. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
One of the best all-star closers of the game. He's out there. He's already pitching. Because it's going to be it's the ninth inning and there's not going to be a save opportunity for them. So, and then Robinson steps in there and takes him out onto Sheffield Street. I mean, just this huge blast. And the reason I guess remember that, it's not this greatest thing that's ever happened, but that was one of the most unlikely things that I've ever seen. I mean, I don't think he ever had a bat all year, and he steps up there and hits a game winning home run.
And that's incredible. I'm looking at it, Bob.
Let him go out and pitch.
I'm looking at it right now on video. It's unbelievable.
I mean, I was just like, how does that happen? That's like I said, that was just one of the most unlikely, weird things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I guess you can categorize what happened last night down in Miami as unlikely and weird. But it's on a whole different level. I mean, 10 RBIs. Come on.
If you average 10 RBIs a month, you'd have 60 at the end of the year. He got it in one night.
Everything he did, if you just did one of those in a game, that's an amazing game.
Yes.
Just like, oh, wow, did you see what so-and-so did last night? Oh, yeah, that was incredible. But then he did all of that, 5 extra base hits, 3 home runs. I mean, every single one of those things is a once in a career accomplishment. He did it all on the same night, and he became a 50 home run, 50 stolen base guy.
Yes. If you did all of that,
if this was a movie, you would laugh and say, "What? Who are the writers for this dumb thing?"
Yes. If you did what he did last night in a month, you would have 18 home runs, 60 RBIs, 12 stolen bases for the year. That wouldn't be a bad year.
I'll tell you what, the guy, I am a you know, I always was like a little reserved when it, because I you know, the reason I was always reserved is because I figured this kind of stuff has got to be a flash in the pan. But, you know, also this guy is doing all this, you know, coming off Tommy John surgery where he can't go out and do the other half of his game. All he can do now is just do the hitting stuff. So I guess he decided, well, since, you know, I can't do the pitching stuff right now, I'm just going to have to go out and show everybody how good of a hitter I am. Like I said, I have words for it. It's crazy.
Bob Walk on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob, as we go down the stretch here with the Pirates, what's the single biggest development that is happening that's significant for next year? Anything you're watching significant when you project ahead to next year with a particular player? It could be good or bad, too, like this Bednar stuff. Is he going to get it together where he's automatically the closer next year?
Well, I don't know if you can say that. I think he'll have to, you know, kind of reclaim that position in spring training because he has missed time as the closer now for a significant amount of time, and he's not getting the job done, you know, in the seventh or eighth inning either. So there's certainly a problem there. You know, I've been putting my two cents on this for a couple of months. I'm not going to really change my opinion. I think it comes down to his control, his command of his pitches. I think the stuff kind of still looks the same to me. It's just he doesn't hit his spots like he used to. Why that is, I have no idea. Hopefully he can get it figured out. But until he does, the confidence level and his confidence level and everybody else's is got to be pretty low on him, you know, being the closer because he's not getting it done now. And he's going to do some things in the offseason, I'm sure, to try and rectify the situation. But then you're going to have to be like a, you know, we just got out of Missouri, so you're going to have to show me once we get to Florida that it's fixed. I don't think you can just show up down there and say, okay, he's going to be the closer this year or not have a significant plan B in place. You know, especially the way really the bullpen has gone this year. The bullpen is the reason we went from just a couple of games out of a playoff spot at the trading deadline to, you know, now we're just letting young guys play. I mean, that right. was all, not all, completely on the bullpen. I mean, there's other games where mistakes were made and we lost for other reasons, but most of the carnage in the last couple of months has been you can lay on the bullpen.
All right, Bob. Well, we appreciate the time. That was fun to look at Ohtani and think about some of the things you've seen. I appreciate the time, and we'll talk next Friday.
All right. I don't care who's San Diego. I still call them San Diego.
So do I.
I don't care who the Chargers start. They can't beat the Steelers at home. There's no way. Their offense is not good enough.
I like that. Let's talk about that now. Let's get into how our vision for the game goes. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Guys, take care.
All right. That's Bob Walk. He was on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This is very significant with Justin Herbert. Heavily taped yesterday at practice and an injury that is really keeping him extra limited, according to Ian Rapoport. So you're either getting a severely compromised quarterback or you're getting a stick figure here. And I like the Steelers' chances a whole lot with either one of those. I'll be honest with you. I like them at home this week. Do you?
My gut tells me no, that the Chargers are going to win, that they're going to run over the Steelers, and Justin Herbert is going to do enough to win this game. But can I pick the Chargers to really beat? Because when we picked the games at the very beginning of the year, like the first 4 weeks, I said they'll go 3-1, they'll win all the road games, which has happened, and they'll lose the Charger game. I want to stick with that, but man, it's really enticing not to. It's really enticing to go Steelers in this one.
I think the Steelers are going to win because they're going to pound on Herbert if he's in there, and it's going to get worse as the game goes along, or it's going to be Stick and Taylor Heinicke, the Heinicke maneuver.
Yeah, their tackles are good, though. Joe Alt.
Okay.
Really good player.
What about the interior of their line? I mean, it's not like they're lighting up scoreboards either.
No.
The Steelers are going to pound them defensively. And then I think they're going to go with the recipe. And I guess the recipe is fine for now, which is don't give them the ball. Don't give them anything on special teams. Let's kick some field goals if we can. And let's win the game, you know, 19-4 if we have to. 19-11, something like that. It seems to be a recipe that's okay for now. And I think it's going to play out again. I think they're going to do just enough offensively with Justin Fields running for first downs when he has to, maybe taking a shot or two to Pickens and handing the ball to Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris. You may see more design runs from Justin Fields in this game as well. So I think the Steelers win the game. I do. Who are you going to pick in the end? You seem to be wavering.
I am wavering because I've been Chargers all week. And it says Herbert appeared heavily taped and really moved very little during practice this week.
Right.
I wish I could wait until the injury report comes out and the all the media
you
talk
can't.
To him, but I can't. And we'll find out next.
And that's why we're going to do over-unders next. And man, if you start 3-0...
But you get the awful Colts.
By the way, the Bengals, I think, are going to win at home. I think they are against Washington. Of course, I thought they'd beat New England. That's got to be, that might be the worst loss of the Zach Taylor era, at least since they've been good. I realize, you know, they stunk the first year, especially when Burrow went out. But that's got to be the worst loss since they've been good. You lose at home to the Patriots? Are you kidding me? So I think they're going to beat Washington. I think there's a real chance the Ravens could go 0-3 here.
I do too. Against Dallas.
I mean, I'm not a huge Dallas fan, but we all acknowledge that that's a wildly talented offensive team that on any given week, especially at home, could pop 30 on you. They've gone 12-4 the last three regular seasons. They're going to win games. The Ravens could be in a lot of trouble. Luckily for the Browns, they have the Giants at home, the fighting Daniel Joneses. They're going to win that game, I would assume.
What if Daniel Jones pulls out a stunner and they win?
That would be a stunner. As much as anything can be a stunner in the NFL, I'm sure both teams will kick a bunch of field goals and run the ball like everybody else. But I don't take the Browns seriously as a divisional contender this year. So to me, the Steelers go 3-0 and the Ravens are sitting there at 0-3? Wow! I didn't have that on the old bingo card. Did you?
No, I did not at all.
Do you like that phrase? Everybody says that these days.
The bingo card?
Yeah, the bingo card.
I do like the bingo card
phrase.
Do you
like playing bingo? Did you ever?
I used to a lot, but, you know, not a lot of bingo games I've been attending recently, no. Not playing a lot of bingo.
I may be headed for them pretty soon. You think
yeah.
Ron? Do you think Ron plays beer bingo?
I think Ron's playing a lot of bingo. He's like, oh, I got a bingo. I got a bingo.
My parents live in a place with a lot of older people these days, and my dad wants no part of such things as bingo. I think when I get to that age, I'm going to be all over this. I'm going to keep stats on my bingo games. I'm going to try to have seasons, like 17-game seasons where I go undefeated. Is there strategy to bingo, or is it pure luck?
I think a lot of it is just pure luck.
Yeah?
Yes, I do.
How about Yahtzee? I think some of that is luck, but a lot is strategy. And
there
that's
is skill
my favorite,
in Yahtzee.
That's my favorite board game.
I used to play Yahtzee all the time with my grandfather. He's still alive, but we don't play it much anymore.
I played it with my friend Dan Dorn. We'd have lots of beer and have 7-game series in Yahtzee, and it was unbelievable drama. I love that sport. You think it's a sport?
No.
Why?
It's a board game.
You think golf is a sport?
Board games are not sports.
They are now.
No.
They have esports, they have video games, they
That's
have
not
scholarships.
A sport.
Right? Waynesburg has scholarships.
Yes,
don't
but
they?
I don't think it's a sport.
Do you have to?
It's called esports, but.
Do you send
electronic sports games? I just don't view it as a sport. That's
do you send the school a video like they do for football players? Like, here's me playing Madden. I want a scholarship?
I guess, yeah.
That is unbelievable.
I'm sorry, I just don't
me.
Think that's sports. Like,
of course it's not sports. It's you sitting in front of a TV
I know,
playing a video
but
game.
But they're trying to convince us it's sports.
Well, if that can be a sport, then so can Yahtzee. What's your favorite board game of all time? Wrong.
Chutes and Ladders.
No, that's not real. Well, that's
a real board game.
I know, but that's not your favorite one.
Yes, it is. What's wrong with Chutes and Ladders?
Nothing. You remember it from when you were a little kid? Is it a fond memory for you?
Yeah. I do. I like Chutes and Ladders a lot. Monopoly takes too long.
I know. Nobody plays a full game of Monopoly.
No.
If you played a full game, you'd be there for days at a time. I hate Monopoly.
Do you like puzzles?
No,
I like puzzles.
I hate puzzles.
Oh,
too.
I love puzzles. I do the flow puzzles on my phone every single day.
Do you?
You want to know how many days I've been doing the flow puzzles?
No.
Now, I don't know if it's necessarily
completely
accurate.
What's that game everybody was playing on their phone every day?
Wordle.
What?
Wordle.
Wordle.
Yeah.
Is that gone now? Like everything
kind
else?
Kind of. Yeah. Nobody's really doing Wordle anymore. The Immaculate Grid people are still doing. Joe, dating back to like my freshman year of high school, I've been playing Flow. I've been playing the Flow free game.
He sucked.
Days played. 2,921 days I've played the Flow game.
You'll have to show me how
That's
to play.
That's what it says.
I want
to
play.
There's the daily puzzles. How long do you think it can take me to finish the five daily puzzles?
I don't
right
know.
Now?
I know my fantasy football team is better than yours. That's what I know.
No, wrong.
I mean better than ours.
I just finished the first Flow puzzle.
The one that you drafted for us absolutely stinks.
We're 1-1. We're in fifth place. We're in a playoff spot right now.